Hi, Miss Burden.
I wondered if you had any what if anything came out of your Mansfield talk?
Well,
Chapin told me you.
Well, I talked to him and I just told him that there'd been a breakthrough, and that you could have announced it earlier, but you didn't want to because of the vote.
Yep.
You'd worked it out so there were going to be simultaneous announcements. I said it's not a conclusion yet, but it's very hopeful. And it's something the president has undertaken himself, and it's very successful, we think. And he's going to have a meeting with you and the others tomorrow, and you're the only one we've told. And I wanted to let you know this, and the president wanted you to know that we didn't want any leak at all or anything. So I didn't tell him very much, except that.
Yeah.
And he seemed to be appreciative. We still have a little problem on this Don Mathias resolution.
Yeah. Bob Holloman just told me that you, I understand the damn thing isn't going to come up till 7 o'clock, and it's very close. Is that
right? Yeah, and I just finished talking to Percy, and I'm going to try to get Cooper. You know,
the real problem is, Bill, is that, damn it, these guys could only just wait. I mean, if they could only realize they're going to look better tomorrow.
Well, I didn't tell.
You can almost imply that.
I said to Percy, I said, things are going damn well now.
Yeah.
And why don't you support the president? Why do you have to have something? I just say, I voted for the president. What's wrong with that? I pointed out that the bill didn't make any sense as drafted.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I'd make some other calls. I'm going to call Cooper and a few others.
Yeah. When you call Cooper, you might just tell him that you and I have talked, and I just consider this, for reasons that he will know later in the week, is enormously important. I'd put it to him hard. Could you do that?
Sure.
Because I've asked John to do things, and and he's sometimes done them and sometimes he hasn't. But I just say that I just can't tell you anything. But I just think there's something. We don't want any leaks or anything, and I wouldn't tell him. But one thing about Mike will never leak anything.
No, he won't.
He is awfully good
that way.
Right. And he will appreciate the fact, Bill, that you called him.
That's
because
right.
Tomorrow, when he hears this, it's going to be like a dash of cold water.
That's right.
He'll like that it's done, but it'll be like a dash of cold water in the sense that here after he was, putting up an amendment to tie our hands, that we accomplished something.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll make a few calls. I'll try to get.
What time is the vote?
Another hour or so. They're not too sure.
Yeah. What is the count? What do you have?
Well, I think it's still fluid. Most of them don't know. You know, they all think now Mansfield is beaten.
Yeah.
And they think this is innocuous.
Yeah.
And in a sense, it is. It isn't controlling the way the other was.
Yeah.
It's,
They want to vote for something.
And they haven't. Most of them haven't read it.
No.
And Percy kept saying, "Well, this is not the spirit. This is." I said, "Come on, Chuck. It's not the spirit. It's what's written on the piece of paper." Piece of paper says that the president should
report everything.
Well, not that, but you should negotiate with the Russians on the one hand.
Yeah.
For mutual reductions.
And negotiate
with NATO for unilateral reductions. Nothing could be more mutually inconsistent.
Yeah. The second part destroys the first. Right?
Yeah. Well, that's right.
You can't negotiate with NATO unilateral and then negotiate. Then that destroys your capacity to do the other.
And I said in my letter that I sent to Sinnott, he hasn't used it yet, but I told him he could if he wanted to. I ended up by saying the reporting procedure is very simple because we can tell you now what the report is. Progress in our discussions, our negotiations with the Russians on mutual reductions, progress is none.
Good.
It'll be none every time until... if it looks as if they're going to put pressure on you to reduce our forces unilaterally.
Yeah.
And not only that'll make us look silly at NATO, I said to Percy, what the hell can I tell the NATO people? They go,
gee, he is a great stand-up son of a bitch.
Isn't he, though?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'll make some calls.
Good luck.
Okay, thanks.